The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Swirling.
The U.S. Supreme Court recently made the astonishing decision to not check into voter fraud in Ohio, where thousands registered to vote and then voted the same day, and some may have voted several times because some admitted to registering several times. There was no proof of American citizenship, and that incident was condoned by the Democratic supervisor in that voting place in Ohio. All this was engineered by the corrupt Acorn organization, which was subsidized recently by Obama for well over $800,000, and who at one time was their legal advisor. Acorn is now being investigated by the U.S. government, but it's already too late to fix the voting damage they've done. Their irregularities are being examined in 14 states. We the people are living in a twilight zone. It's like a bad nightmare. Also, when an average American has the opportunity to ask Obama personally why he, Joe the Plumber, would have to give money to another American if his profit is over $250,000 from the plumbing business he hopes to buy, Obama tells him that as president, he, Obama, expects to redistribute the wealth. That being the case, we no longer will be living in a democracy. It will be a socialist society where the wealth is shared if you work or if you do not work. When Joe the Plumber, within hours of his innocent question to Barack, has his own entire past scrutinized by the FBI, like Joe is a criminal, and it's broadcast across the world, we the people are moving toward having an oppressive socialist administration. When the American media gives full positive exposure to Obama and only little, mostly negative exposure to McCain and Sarah, we the people are being lied to daily. The American voters are being snookered. If Obama becomes president and his bully handlers take over, and they will, it will be because he is an inexperienced figurehead who doesn't know how to make a decision and never had an executive position in his life. And we will lose our country as we know it. And if you don't care, vote for Obama. New thought. Why does Barack Hussein Obama go ballistic and threaten to sue if his middle name, Hussein, is publicly mentioned? So, are we the people about to lose our right to free speech also? The Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac fiasco was engineered and continued by Democrats like Barney Frank and Chris Dodd, and they and their Democratic buddies personally made millions for themselves, and now those lying scoundrels are blaming the Bush Republican administration. How do we wake up from this lying nightmare? About Joe Biden, you've got to love that guy's gaffes that are sometimes so true. The other day he told us all that if Obama wins, the world will test him with some attack on the U.S. within 6 months of his presidency. We think Biden has been sent back home to Delaware and told to keep his mouth shut until after November the 4th. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.